This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in January this year. We're talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. With us today is the chairman and president and CEO of the company, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Everett. It's great to be back.
You know, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions pertaining what's going on in the Solar System Resources Corp. Where are we at in the process there, and get some of your thoughts?
Well, thanks for asking. So they're a company in Krakow, Poland, and they've been reading our press releases, and the company's totally dedicated to mining and extraction of rare earths and other important chemicals and minerals from the moon, Mars, asteroids, even comets if they can catch them. And so that's exactly what we need, because we're involved in the space race with nuclear propulsion systems, but the main driver for going into space, besides the fact that it's so much fun to think about getting off this planet and being somewhere else sometimes, is that the commercial benefit is that there's a lot of materials that are in shortage or not existing on Earth, like helium-3 and other materials. But some of these can be easily found on other planets or asteroids or even comets. And so I'm just so excited to find a company that has that as their total effort. They have special equipment that they build and special software, and they've done research on how to locate deposits and do the.
Now, does U.S. Nuclear Corp, do you guys have a significant connection with these guys, or are they just on your radar?
So we've signed an LOI with them, making us exclusive distributor for helium-3, and we're working now on a memorandum of interest, which will give us probably sole North American rights to bring in their imported rare expensive materials into the U.S., Canada, or Mexico.
You know, there's so many companies out there that are looking for brine, looking for lithium, looking for nickel, because right now we're in a new paradigm shift, and that paradigm shift is moving to EV, electric vehicles. That being said, what products and industries do you think that are suffering from materials shortages?
Well, exactly like you say, and also like, you know, President Biden is saying, we have supply chain disruptions, and it's slowing the whole U.S. economy and the world economy, too. And so these materials, they're going to help us for industrial products, consumer products, medical, and military products. Like you mentioned, batteries, we need lithium for our portables, and other materials for the car batteries. Solar panels need rare materials. Wind turbines are short on tellurium, whatever that is. And so the smartphone earbuds and the smartphones, there's just DVDs, rechargeable batteries, cell phones, catalytic converters, magnets, LEDs and fluorescent lighting. The list goes on and on what we're short of, and it just slows us down or even stops production in some situations.
You know, last week you put out a press release talking about going to Mars, I believe. That being said, how will going to space solve some of these problems?
Well, thanks. That's a very important question. And as I think I just mentioned, the main thing that's going to get us into space and allow us to really, you know, move on out is the commercial aspect, which is mining and extraction. That's where you get your money in. And the many elements are just easier to find other places. There's no helium-3 on Earth at all, pretty much. But the moon is, we believe, has deposits of that that has been collecting for millions of years from the solar wind. But now they have it in a relatively confined, I say they have it, I mean on the moon. We have to go up there and get it. So you've got helium-3. When you go out to the asteroids, they're much easier to figure out. You know, if you go around Earth and you say, "Oh, I want to find a uranium mine," well, how the hell do you do that? You know, it's years of research and testing and drilling holes and all that stuff. With the asteroids, it's all right there in front of you. There's no dirt or a little bit of dust. It's mostly the asteroids, you know whether they're metallic ones or not, and it's pretty much pure metals and minerals. And you just check out the asteroid, and if it's not what you want, you go on to the next one. So it's a lot easier to find these minerals and we think will be easier to extract them than it is back here on the Earth.
Bob, helium-3, what's so important about that element?
So we're associated with MIFTEC and MIFTI, and they do fusion energy.
Right.
And helium-3 is sort of like an accelerant for fusion. You can do fusion. Most people do fusion with deuterium and tritium, which are hydrogen isotopes, but helium is one heavier, so helium is the second element. And helium-3 is very rare or almost non-existent on Earth, but as I say, it makes the fusion power easier and easier to light the fire, basically.
Is there any way that a company could manifest and make up helium-3 here on Earth?
No. The way that we get most of our helium is it's a byproduct of tritium, and tritium is a waste product from nuclear power. So you get a little bit of harvest from this waste product from the nuclear power plants, but it's very hard to make. You have to basically put your sample inside a nuclear reactor and then wait for a while and then separate it. It's not easy.
I want to switch gears here just for a second. We're coming to the end of the first quarter here in 2021. And I just want to know if you could give my listeners and maybe your stockholders just a little preview of how revenues are going. You have many subsidiaries. And just give us a little breakdown, if you would, maybe spend about 30 seconds to a minute and give us an overtone from the first quarter and maybe going forward.
Sure. So the good news is that 2021 is going to be a banner year. We're coming back this year, and we've been about $3.5 million company for the last couple of years, and we expect to be over $4 million this year. We hope, and that's manifesting itself by some orders that we're getting in, and by our sales that are promised and big quotes that we're making. So I think that we'll do very, very well this year.
Bob Goldstein has been my guest today. He is the CEO and president and chairman of U.S. Nuclear Corp. If you're looking to get on the ground floor of a technology radiation detection holding company, look no further. Take a look at them. They're on the OTCQB. You'll find them under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, I've been a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and I really do think some big things are going to happen for you guys in 2021 as we turn the corner and get out of this pandemic. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 30 or 40 days and give us an update.
Absolutely, Everett. It's always great to be on with you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.